KX N4ZLK.
Skix, how's it going, Shane?
Each other, and I didn't have my radio on. My son and I are running some errands.
I'm paying attention to traffic around me moving, so I'm trying not to look in the vehicles.
There's Patrick, he said. He didn't even know. I hadn't talked to him about you, and I said, there's Patrick, and so then I had to explain, and then I was like, let me see if he's on the radio.
I hadn't been on it much lately.
This morning, you were hitting the black hole. That was a little bit early.
A little bit. I had some things I needed to do this morning. I got to pick a toolbox up this afternoon.
And one you got to take back?
So I just got to pick it up and get it put on here.
Day goes well. I got to make a stop here. Just wanted to say hello. I hope you have a great day. KO4HKX N4ZLK.
And have a good day. And I will talk to you on the analog. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
74DJW Mobile. 0TR Fruit Market.
Just leaving Ingles with a lot lighter wallet than what I got here.
What we call SOP, Standard Operating Procedure. Let me get this radio turned down, Dave. Backing out of the fruit market down here. You know where it's at. Just before Wade Hampton. And get that radio turned down. We are headed down to Aldi's and Walmart. We'll probably come out of there in the same situation, leaving them our penance this morning. Gonna be another hot one, ain't it, Dave?
Like it already. Unloading us. I got the aisle, the registry that's right across from the door that opens to the outside anytime anybody walks by it. And man, the hot air that was rushing in there, I suspect that's probably the number one position. Nobody wants to work the first cash register at the exit at Ingles. It was like somebody had a hairdryer and they're blowing on you.
Some of the stores have gotten smart enough now. They put those things right above the door that blow down, and it's like an air curtain. I tried to get our company that I worked for 32 years to do that, but they never saw that it was necessary. You know, every time they'd open that 20-foot door, which was quite often with the forklifts going in and out, not only did it wear out the door openers, it was extra cold in Kansas wintertime coming in there, especially if you was the guy next to that door. And then it'd suck air in from all the other places, too. But I guess they're an investment. But some place we went the other day had those, didn't they, Bernice? But they really work well.
Hi, Dave.
Good morning. It's still morning for another 4 minutes, I think, or 54 minutes. Yeah, Tom, that's the first thing that crossed my mind is efficiency. You know, that wind, there's so much, that door's so big and that hot air blasting in so fast. If it was my house, it could completely purge everything, all the air in my house, probably in about less than a whole minute, you would think. And that's not cheap to cool all that air off. It's got to be going somewhere inside there because it's coming in, hot air coming in. So cold air's got to be going out somewhere for that much hot air to come in. And, you know, that's going to affect their prices of their food, their competitive ability.
It is, Dave. I have an HVAC universal technician license, and I used to work on those at a hospital. And well, the first place I worked on them was on a large printing plant. And those inks, they had to be just the right temperature, you know, to work right in those huge offset presses. One of them was 345 feet long, 7-color offset. And rather than getting laid off by the efficiency expert, I went and got an HVAC license in about 3 months, and didn't make me a good HVAC man, but I still remember carrying those 30-pound cakes of R22 on my shoulders across that white roof. And it was a little bit warm up there in Missouri. I was working at that time. But the ones on the hospital, well, they held 200 and some pounds of Freon, and it just cost like a dickens to keep those air handlers going and the condensers going and everything. So you're exactly right.
Freon, I was doing the math. That's $10,000 worth of Freon in that one system. Oh, I'd hate to have to replace that Freon or get a leak and have to replace that $10,000 a pop. Anyway, I'm about to back in the driveway. You guys enjoy your trip out there. I hope it doesn't hurt too bad to all these. And get back in the cool. N0TR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave, I don't blame you. Yeah, that was R22, and they don't even make it anymore. I sold Johnny a keg of it for $100 when we first moved down here, and $3, and boy, and they recycle it, but they don't make it anymore. And I think they're using R800 now. It's unbelievable the blends they got. Anyway, take care, Dave. W4DJW N0TR 73.